trying to be more positive about water rationing. August 1st. Several weeks ago, I wrote an article in which I was very skeptical about water rationing and critical of the water barons who exercise too much control. But shortly after this article was published, I began having regrets because it's clear the water consuming public has to be more positive and cooperative. Our bill in April was a $4 penalty for overconsumption, and another $8 were assessed in May. And I anticipated another penalty in the next bill because our youngest son, Thomas, was living with us, and because, quite frankly, I was being negative, contemplating taking two baths a day and even watering our 4x8-foot garden more often. But when I got the bill, I was pleasantly surprised because we had gotten a $12 credit. This made me feel that I was being rewarded for using more water. And am I thoroughly confused, I thought. When I asked a nice lady at the California Water Company in Montebello why I had gotten the $12 credit, she said it was because I was conserving as I had been asked to. When I asked her if water business was falling because of people were not using as much water, she became too busy to answer me. I did not pursue the issue because I could see she had other things to do. My interest in water issues has been greatly aroused by the numerous reports in the press. Some of them encourage my point of view that individual consumers are being asked to use less water and will end up being charged more for using less. One report pointed out that because Los Angeles water consumers had cut down twice as much as they had been asked, the Los Angeles District of Water was considering raising the rates to make up for lost income, a development that came on the wake of another report that the Los Angeles Water Department held over $1 billion in profits in reserve for having charged too much. How water gets collected, owned, and distributed in California is a very compelling story, and we'll have no doubt to continue learning more as time passes. Last May, my sister Carmen and her husband Charles, who live in San Jose, came to visit us. I knew that Charles, who is a computer mechanical genius and very rational about things, would have good information about our water crisis in California. He has cut down considerably on the water use by sacrificing the grass in the backyard and doesn't worry too much about the grass in the front yard either. Who needs grass? He believes. All it does is enhance people's chances of having allergies and asthma aggravated. Charles also verified my impression that Northern Californians believe that the teeming masses of Southern California are the main source of our water problems. And it's true that we've been using water as if the supply was infinite, caring very little about where it comes from or who we siphon it away from. Many Northern Californians resent us so much they would rather have the water drained into the ocean than diverting it to Southern California. They have plenty to feel angry about because they are facing increased water costs themselves. My own situation, however, continues to improve. In the bill we just received, I'm being asked to pay just $8 for the previous month. That's probably the best bargain I get in just about everything I have to pay for. The California Water Company in Montebello is really doing a good job.